Workplace news in brief. Diagnosis angry. 5,000 junior doctors descended on Newcastle from across the northeast on the 24th of October. They were quite rightfully angry at the attacks on their terms and conditions by Secretary of State for Health Jeremy Hunt. For many, this was the first demonstration they have attended, but what was noticeable was their eagerness to fight this injustice. Some commented that they were surrounded by socialists, but they were more than happy for us to join them in their struggle, and the public applauded the march as it entered the city centre. A speech at the beginning giving solidarity from the National Shop Stewards Network received cheers and a round of applause. This will hopefully be a stepping stone in building the resistance against these attacks in Newcastle and across the country. Ballot papers for industrial action over the proposed new contract for junior doctors in England will be sent out on the 5th of November. Paul Phillips DLR dispute. The RMT has confirmed that over 300 staff across all grades on Keir Starmer Docklands Light Railway in London have voted by massive majorities for both strike action and action short of a strike. The dispute is over a range of serious unresolved issues that are wrecking industrial relations. Over 92% voted to strike, with an even larger majority for action short of a strike. RMT General Secretary Mick Cash said our members on DLR are furious at the way that Keir/AMI are trying to bulldoze in some of the worst working practices and conditions in the transport sector, and that anger is reflected in these ballot results. We will not sit back and allow this aggressive and bullying culture to develop on this key part of London's transport network. Get the latest union news with the National Shop Stewards Network Bulletin. Available every week at shopstewards.net and by email subscription.